Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you for joining us here at the Empowering Ourselves radio show. I am your host, Kelaine Greenwood, your urban life coach. This is the show where we promise to always bring you empowerment from some of today's most gifted and inspiring minds, discussing topics and ways to live inspired and encouraged, purposeful lives. So please sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us again here at the Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. I'm your host, Kelaine Greenwood, the Urban Life Coach. And as we always say here, this show, what this show is about, and I can't stress this hard enough, so I want to say it again. This show is about promoting a higher quality of life, our own personal higher quality of life, okay? And this is why we have the guests, and they help us do that in different areas of our life that make up the totality of our life. So in doing that, we like to focus on, we like to, what I call, living our best self, our optimum self, and living our dreams, you know, creating our life, you know, to make progress and results, to achieving our dreams, so creating, living our best self and creating our dreams and finding our higher purpose, okay? And that's what this show, and that's what I believe spices up our lives. When we have a higher purpose, something that transcends just our own selfish nature and falls over to the other side of the fence. And we do that, you know, by overcoming, we have to overcome our fears and our challenges and stuff like that. So that's how we get there. We find out what's stopping us from doing that. And dig down deep, finding them identifying them struggles, getting tongue twisted, but identifying them struggles, identifying the fears, overcoming them, and then we can release that baggage. Okay, and that's what the mission of the show is to release the baggage so we can become our best self and live our best life. And, you know, find that meaning, find our personal purpose, okay? And once again, we can't do it without our guests. Okay, the title of the episode of this show here today is called Seven Cups of Consciousness with Aaliyah Dow. Did I get that right, Aaliyah?
Actually, you got it right the first time, Aaliyah.
I'm sorry. Aaliyah.
It's Aaliyah.
Aaliyah Dow. I'm sorry. Aaliyah Dow. Okay. She's our guest. And Aaliyah Dow, I'm going to give you some background bio on Aaliyah Dow. And she has a lot of credentials in what she does. And she's been doing this for over 20-something years, okay? So follow me, your listeners. So we can kind of, you know, feel for what she does, and she's going to elaborate on it a little bit more for us. Okay. She's an energetic practitioner, and she'll let us know, because I know you're thinking, what is an energetic practitioner, listeners? Sound healer, and she's been doing this for 20 years. Spiritual guide, a minister in California, okay? And she's the author of her new book, Seven Cups of Consciousness. She blogs, and if you go to her website, you know, you can find out all the stuff that she does, seminars and meditations and classes. I mean, this lady's really busy. I mean, so I have to thank her again for coming on the show. And even though I'm messing up her name.
it's all good.
So she graduated from Lewis and Clark University. She studied the Oriental medicine with in at Southwest Acupuncture School, and she has a master's degree, and she's a doctor of Oriental medicine, like I said. So yeah, she knows what she does and has a lot of credentials, everyone. And she's gonna let us know a little bit more about, you know, what she does and how she helps people, okay? But lastly, let me say this, and this is what she says here. Her tools help people discover how to move forward with greater peace. And how many of us want to do that? Whatever we add in our life and move forward with greater peace, empowerment, and freedom. She says she serves thousands of people around the world with meditations, courses, and transformative music. So all this stuff is to help us feel good and clear out all that inner mess that goes on inside of us, kind of like what's going on inside of me right now. You know, I had this day in these last hours has been crammed and I'm holding on. So everyone bear with me, please. I'm holding it together best as I can, but let's have fun on the show. Let's get some tips from Alea. I'm going to write this down for real. I'm writing this down.
It's all good. It's a tough one. You're just getting creative.
I'm glad you're taking in a stride with me.
I think if we take things too seriously, life gets really challenging.
Yes, it does. And you have that voice that's so soothing. I mean, like right now, I'm like calming just when you speak. I mean, I'm really tuned on voices, because it's this radio DJ, a talk show. When I really started getting into talk shows, and I wonder why I used to like him so much. Well, her name was Delilah. You probably heard of her, and she's like on international. She plays everywhere, even on different continents. And the music she plays, but when she speaks for 2 or 3 minutes in between sessions, her words are so loving and comfortable. And your voice reminds you of that.
I think all of us want to make a positive difference in the world. And I find that if we think of just a few qualities that we really value, like we want to create a soothing environment for someone or an inspiring environment or a passionate environment, we actually have to hold that quality, that vibration inside us. And so with all of the work that I do and the books that I've written and the meditations that I record, I really am showing people how to cultivate these vibrations, these qualities deep within, so that not only are you supported by these energies that you're holding inside yourself, but then you positively, empathically impact others and create this positive experience for the people in your life.
Yeah, and that's basically what I believe everyone is striving for. Like you said, when they seek happiness, it's really an energy.
It is.
You know, a certain vibration, as you was saying. So how exactly do you help people? For the person listening and doesn't know anything about spiritual guides and energetic healers, energetic practitioners, I'll let them know a little bit about how you help people and sound healing and energy and stuff like that.
Well, I think of it as a very basic premise. And we all have energy within us. And when we bring our awareness inside by closing the eyes, taking a deep breath in, and we imagine a river of light that flows within. As soon as we start to imagine that, what we're doing is we're tapping into the energetic part of us, or our interdimensional self. And as you gain access to this inner energetic part of you, you're then able to actually make a request to what I call your energy self or your higher self, and you ask this higher self energy self to activate the vibration of peace or support or empowerment or clarity or joy or happiness. So often we look for these qualities outside in our relationships, on money, from our job, our children, friends. And when we start looking and then cultivating, activating these vibrations that we're really yearning for inside ourselves, we start creating it in our outer world. And it's a very simple protocol or prayer request. It's, I ask my higher self to work with my energy fields to activate the vibration of, and then you just plug in whatever it is you're wanting to cultivate inside you, to feel inside you. And then the hardest part about the work, you gotta wait. You gotta let go of the waiter's pant leg and let the waiter take the order back to the kitchen and let the chef, which is your higher self energy self, do the work in a higher realm. And so the entire premise of the book is actually using these other realms or these other dimensions and your energy self to affect a change, and then it gets reflected into the physical plane. And that's a little bit of a leap for a lot of people, but if we are used to prayer, it's very similar to prayer. It's just a little more directed.
Okay.
So that's how you do it.
Yes, and I'm going to come back to that, because I'm going to do a little quick 30-second mini. And if you can guide me to make sure I'm doing it right, but you mentioned the book. So let the listeners know the name of the book and where they can purchase it at, since you were just describing some of the stuff in the book.
Yeah, there's actually 7 concepts that I want to just quickly go over. And if it sounds like somebody's cup of tea, then they can check it out, and I'll share that with you in a, you know, with your listeners in just a moment. But the very first concept talks about the idea that we live in a multidimensional reality. The physical dimension is just one floor of this multi-storied building. And in the book, I teach you how to gain access to these other floors and start changing your life using these higher realms. The second cup talks about the idea that you're never alone. You have guides and angels and a team around you that has the ability to support you when you know how to ask for help from them. The third cup talks about using these higher realms to change your inner world. And as your inner world changes, you start creating changes in your outer life. The fourth cup, we are all so familiar with, we all have challenges. And in the book, I share formulas of how to use your challenges to grow stronger, to literally flip your challenge into your greatest strengths, which is a lovely thing to know how to do. And I call it the flip it. And then the fifth concept talks about the idea that your body is a nature spirit. It's like you're riding a horse, you're driving a car. It has its own consciousness. The sixth cup, you have inner gifts. Use them and model them in the world. The seventh cup, you are perfect. There's a river of light that flows within you that is in a constant state of divine connection. And so if those 7 cups sound intriguing, you can check it out at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, but better yet, your local bookstore. Ask them to order the book, 7 Cups of Consciousness, so that we can keep these bookstores open.
I mean, I can't remember all the 7 cups, but a few of them, really resonate with me, because when you said it, it triggered a step that I, because you know I do a lot of I don't like to use the word meditation, but contemplation. You know,
yeah.
I ask myself questions and almost like troubleshooting my life, like if something don't go right, and it was one of the steps. One was it? A few of the steps. They all resonate with me, you know. But it was one of them. Which one was it? Well, anyway, so I know I like the book. I know listeners will for those people that are really into being better, even wanting to be happy. And this is the thing that I want to put together for those of us that's listening. Okay, and it took me some time to really put this together. When we say like happiness and energy and down deep, as you explained earlier, we're always vibrating something. We're always in a vibrational state because that's the state, I guess, of the universe, vibration.
Yeah.
And what I had to learn was the vibrations and the energy we're setting off correlates to, it's almost like tunes to a guitar. Am I right? Tunes to a guitar.
Yeah. Every emotion creates actually like a sound and a frequency. So you're definitely on track.
And those tunes, some of them tunes are sadness, happiness, fear. It depends on what tune, what vibration we're animating out. So for the listeners, you know, if you want to picture this and see how sound, you know, and sound and vibration go together, and I think of it like it was a guitar. When you fling it, and it goes dong, even though you done and flinged it, it lingers on for like seconds, right? So that's how I look at it. So like, depending on what tune, that's what vibration we're in. And we can choose what vibration that, you know, we go in. And I'm pretty sure that's kind of where the seven steps in some of the book talks about how to stay in a certain vibration, and when we're in that vibration, of course, then that's where the happiness comes in.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
beautiful. And there's so many different ways that we can change the vibration or the tune, the note that we're holding inside ourselves. We can actually listen to music as one way, or we can sing. And when we embrace that music internally or externally, whether we're listening to it or we are engaging in it and playing it, creating it, that will actually have a positive, not always positive. If you're singing something like really, really angry, then it can trigger a lot of activity in the liver, your third chakra, the gallbladder. Some music can be really, really healing, and some music can be really clearing. So when I think of adolescents listening to heavy metal, they're just trying to get their power back and their responsibility back, and they're using this angry, edgy sound, tone, vibration to get that responsibility back so they can stand on their own two feet. And so when we really look at all sound, whether it's our voice or the music that we listen to or the words that we're speaking, that has a power and an impact on us and the people around us.
Yes. I agree.
We're preaching to the choir, you and I.
Well, you know, as they say, you know, easier said than done. But it's about progress and to get results, you know. And that's what the show's about. And I'm pretty sure, you know, as you at work and with your clients, Rome wasn't built in a day. So as long as you're making progress and you're changing for the better and you're getting closer to your goals, you know, you're doing something. You're being, as I call, you're achieving your mark. You know, so
well,
we all run different speeds.
Yeah, and the other good thing is that we never go backwards in our evolution. We're always moving to a higher vibration, a higher consciousness, even if we're having a bad day. And so, when we look at it from that perspective, then we can never fail. It's just an experience that's helping us cultivate very particular vibrations deep in our core.
Okay, I'm gonna hit you with this, and real quick, and you know, some of the listeners, you know, they're into, they have their own religion and Christianity, Islamic faiths, Buddhism. Where does consciousness fit into? I have my own take. I mean, I my own belief system. But can you kind of like for the person that's saying, well, I'm a Christian or I'm a Muslim. I mean, so how does this help me? You know, because of my faith. And what would you tell them?
Well, I think of every religion or spirituality or political party that we align ourselves or group that we identify ourselves with, what we're doing is we're connecting with particular belief systems. And when we align ourselves with particular belief systems, we want to recognize that they're just belief systems. They are not who we are at a core level. Those belief systems help us in our evolution. And so when you are a highly, highly enlightened, evolved being like Buddha or Christ, we would perceive, if you were Buddha or Christ, you would have very different belief systems than if you were Hitler. And so recognize that the consciousness we're holding is a reflection of the belief systems we're holding are a reflection of the consciousness that we have attained.
Okay. Well, there you have it, listeners. I know someone was out there thinking that, you know.
Yeah, it's a great question.
I have to ask for the people because I personally know and believe, my belief system is that, you know, if you don't knock it, if you haven't tried it, and my own personal belief system says we're all connected. We all come from some same source, the origin of everything. So therefore, you know, that source is the creator. That's what I, you know, and a lot of people are beginning to have that belief system. And
yes, but when you were five or when you were two, you might not have had that belief system. And so then as you evolved, you developed it.
Yeah, yes, that's so true.
Yeah.
So
I think it's important to not get too attached to our belief systems and just recognize that they change as we evolve, kind of like our shoes.
Thank you. I'm so glad you touched on that because just like when I thought I had it as I was in my development stage of finding who I am and working on, you know, satisfying my soul, the stages I went through, each couple of years, I'm 41, and, you know, I started my journey really seeking around 20. By 25, I thought I knew it all. I thought I had it.
That's a beautiful thing. It didn't last long, did it?
No, the data and belief system I had at 25, after 5 years of really searching and studying, to the belief system I have now has totally changed.
Yeah.
I ain't want to really say, I want to say changed, but
it evolved.
Evolved greater. On top, you know, if I can explain it that way. Before time, with the last few minutes, what other services do you offer in future endeavors? Are you working on?
Well, I would love to gift your listeners with a free week of the Daily Cups. In 2009, I started recording these little 7 to 10 minute audio meditations with energetic protocols and sound healing and music that literally helps your energy fields hold a higher vibration, and it helps you get tapped into your higher self and the higher planes. And so people can go to cupsofconsciousness.com to get a free trial week of the Daily Cups of Consciousness. They can also get a free Tall Cups of Consciousness. Those are live and recorded webinars that I do. They're energy balancing sessions, and I do those every 3 weeks, and I'd love to give people little sample sips to see if it's their cup of tea. People can also go to aleyadao.com, A-L-E-Y-A-D-A-O.com, and I think I have over 1,200 audio meditations online and like 200 classes and 70 tall cups, so a ton of material. And if people do purchase the book, Cups of Consciousness, they actually gain access to 14 free audio meditations as well as 8 free book circles that we're doing live and recorded every 2 to 3 weeks for the next 2 months. We've done already 4 book circles, and each book circle talks about a specific cup, and we go into further detail. So that's just a little snippet for some of your listeners if it resonates.
Well, you guys, you heard it here. You know, go ahead. You guys go to Aleya. Hey.
You got it right. You got it right.
Aleya.com and get all that good free stuff. And then, you know, at the same time, just try it out. It's free. And see how it works for you. And I'm pretty sure it will. Because I already feel the vibration. One more thing. For those struggling, and just one sentence for those struggling and going through something, for the listeners, and I always like to ask this question, words of inspiration and encouragement for those people that just don't know where to go, and they don't know nothing about inner work inside. Well, we can tell them, give them something to do that can give them a fulfilling energy.
Whatever it is that you're struggling with, think about if you had a magic wand and you could flip this into the solution, what would it be? And if this situation that is really challenging you and that you're struggling with was to flip, miraculously change, how would you feel inside? And every single day or every single time you engage with this struggle, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, or keep your eyes open, I don't care, and invite some energetic part of you to activate the vibration of happiness or support or abundance or flow or trust or safety in that inner river of yours. Start looking for your solutions internally instead of giving responsibility for your solutions to be solved to the outer world.
Okay. So the power's within you, listeners.
That is right. You are your own savior. You get to pull up the bootstraps and start doing the work by taking a deep breath and cultivating very particular vibrations inside yourself. It's incredibly empowering when we take that responsibility back.
And okay, with the last 90 seconds, I just want to say to the listeners, the couple what was just said, I like to look at. Our emotions as switches, inner switches. Can't nobody reach inside your head and turn them on or off with you. So the next time that something doesn't go your way, you don't have to get mad. Don't turn your mad switch on or your sad switch on. Keep your happy switch on. They can't reach in your head and turn it off. Okay, now thank our guest, Aleya Dao, for joining us here at the Empowering Ourselves radio show. You can go to her website at aleyadao.com. Check out some of the stuff she got. Go ahead and do a lot of free stuff. I set up a session with her. And if you like some of the stuff, you can do that. That concludes our show. You can download it from iTunes. Join us next week. Live inspired, encouraged, full of hope. This is the Urban Hope signing out. Thanks again, Aleya.
Thank you so much for having me on. It was an honor.
okay?